Around 30 people went out for a family dinner in Los Angeles to celebrate a wedding. After the dinner, half of them came down with the coronavirus, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced this week. In the Bay Area, more than 40 school principals are under quarantine after they were exposed to the coronavirus during an in-person meeting last month to discuss reopening school campuses. A person who attended the June 19th meeting of administrators with the Santa Clara Unified School District tested positive a few days after the gathering. It's events like these, public health officials warn, are causing the coronavirus outbreak to surge across the state. Governor Gavin Newsom says California's daily coronavirus infection rate is once again in the thousands.
In the last 24-hour reporting period, we saw 4,056 cases that were identified as positive to begin the month of July. We've now had a 56% increase in hospitalizations over the two-week reporting period. ICUs are up some 49% in the last 2 weeks.
This week, Newsom shut down bars, movie theaters, and indoor eating at restaurants for 3 weeks across 19 counties with more than 70% of the state's population. Many businesses that were allowed to reopen just a few weeks ago are now closed again. Health officials say many people who visited these places or held indoor gatherings didn't follow social distancing or mask-wearing guidelines. Newsom says that's why he's launching a new campaign ahead of the coming 4th of July weekend.
We are now launching a major public awareness campaign, announcing it formally today, to encourage people to wear masks and mitigate the spread of this virus. We've already received $10.75 million in this campaign, $27 million additional dollars in in-kind contributions.
The campaign involves billboards, TV and radio ads in English and Spanish, urging people to wear a mask. One shows a person struggling to breathe and says, quote, "People can die, people like your mom," end quote. The effort also includes social media ads and a focus on Black and Latino communities, which are being disproportionately impacted by the virus. Newsom is also urging Californians to wear masks and avoid traditional gatherings with family and friends this 4th of July weekend, even if they're not being enforced by local officials.
If 40 million people want to turn their back on civil society and abuse the rules, laws, and regulations on a consistent basis at scale, then society begins to erode. The health of a community begins to be diminished. And so, look, we have a health crisis in this nation. We are not out of this crisis. We're still in the first wave of this crisis. It requires some level of personal responsibility.
The governor says the state won't be going into everybody's backyard and enforcing the public health orders, but people should be safe and thoughtful. The new public outreach campaign is funded in part by Silicon Valley groups and philanthropists, including Tom Steyer, a former Democratic presidential candidate and the head of Newsom's Task Force on Business and Jobs Recovery. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.